Hi again, this is Tony Ajayi, and this is a follow-up video on boundaries. Now, one of the most important ways to grow emotionally, mentally, and even spiritually is by cultivating healthy relationships with ourselves and other people. I recently listened to a message talking about restoring God's pattern in families, and this reminded me of a core truth that the family is the foundational unit of society. And so when families are unhealthy, the ripple effects are felt throughout communities and the society at large. So how can we begin to evaluate the health of the relationships in our lives? A good starting point is by paying attention to how people respond to our boundaries. Now, healthy people would honor your boundaries even if they don't understand them. They will adjust. They may even want to talk about it, not to manipulate you, but to better understand you and your values. Because boundaries are not about punishing other people, but they are how we protect our spirit and maintain stability. Unhealthy people, on the other hand, they will often get angry or deeply disappointed or even hurt that you dared to set a boundary in the first place. Like, how can you ask me to stop raising my voice? Everyone else is fine with it. I just talk loud by default. How dare you say no to me? Nobody ever tells me no. If you have a problem with how I treat you, then you must be the issue because I act this way with everyone else. These are all signs of unhealthy relational dynamics. Now, how do you know if you might be the unhealthy one yourself? Pay attention to how you respond when other people set boundaries with you. Do you get irritated when someone respectfully says no? Do you always feel the need to have the last word in an argument or a conversation? Do you often jump in to rescue people, even when it is clear that the issue is outside of your jurisdiction, because you think it's noble, or maybe it validates you in some kind of way? Now, as believers, it may be challenging to set boundaries because we are called to love and forgive regardless. But wisdom teaches us how to balance love and discernment. Now, if you look at the life of Jesus, Jesus set boundaries throughout his ministry, whether it was when he was driving out money changers from the temple, or wisely responding to religious leaders, or remaining silent when words will fall on deaf ears, or when he withdrew to rest and pray alone. Also, the fruit of the Spirit must first ripen in your own life before it can nourish someone else. So if you're kind to yourself, you find that you can easily be kind to people and also set boundaries with unkind people and still love them from a place of peace and not guilt. If you practice self-control, you learn to mind your business, like Paul admonishes us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and then you can easily set boundaries with someone who is a busybody and disruptive. Otherwise, you might start to confuse unhealthy behavior for connection, like people who bond over gossip, because dysfunction can feel very familiar when you're not doing the work to become healthy. And when you don't do the work to become a healthy person, others will eventually have to heal from you. Again, the key text is Proverbs in chapter 4, verse 23, which says, "Guard your heart with all diligence, for everything you do flows from it." Hope this blesses you. Have a wonderful day and God bless you. Bye.